محمد من عند الجدار.
Widespread fighting continues in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia is leading an Arab coalition effort to push back a Houthi rebel assault against what is left of former Yemeni government forces. Amid these deteriorating conditions, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said that its spiritual leader, Ibrahim el-Rubayish, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee, was killed in a drone strike. Ask about the chaos in Yemen. Former U.S. ambassador to that country, Gerald Feierstein, told a House Foreign Affairs panel the U.S. wants the parties to the conflict to return to the negotiating table.
Only through a negotiated resolution of the ongoing political conflict can we resume the cooperation with the government of Yemen to deter, defeat, and ultimately to eliminate the AQAP threat to Yemen, the United States, and our friends and partners around the world.
Panel Chairwoman Ileana Ross-Leighton said the Obama administration is in danger of making the same mistakes in Yemen that it made in Syria by not engaging right away.
And just like in Syria, today Yemen is in utter chaos, in large part due to Iran's antagonism and meddling.
Some Democrats on the panel said Republicans should not blame Yemen's inherent instability on President Barack Obama. Representative Gerald Connolly.
I don't think throwing pot shots at this administration as if it were omnipotent on the world scene, especially in this region, is very helpful.
Some analysts say that while the world is focused on Iran's nuclear activities and the self-proclaimed Islamic State, the danger posed by AQAP in Yemen cannot be underestimated. Brian Katulis of the Center for American Progress.
AQAP, a couple of years ago, and I think still to this day, was deemed as the biggest threat to homeland security in the United States. This chaos that has only grown, and I think will likely to continue to grow, and the humanitarian disaster that comes with it in Yemen for the poor Yemeni people, will likely, I think, create longer-term problems for the U.S.
Also Tuesday, the U.N. Security Council imposed an arms embargo against the Houthi rebels, citing the rapidly worsening humanitarian situation. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.